Blog Talk Radio.
Hi guys, this is Denise Bassi, Randy from All My Children.
Hey, this is Chriselle Stouse, and you're listening to Stardust Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another edition of Star Dish Radio on the Blog Talk Network. Today is March 11, 2010. I'm your host, Joanne. It is a balmy 48 degrees here, live from Buffalo, New York. My guest this morning, Francia Raista from The Secret Life of the American Teenager and Brendan Fair from Bones and Roswell are starring in part four of the Cutting Edge series on ABC Family, which premieres on March 14th, 2010 at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. I'd like to welcome them both to Star Dish Radio. Francia, Brendan, welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Hello.
Oh, it's such a pleasure. Now, I'd like to start with letting everybody know that this is actually the fourth installment. You've had three others. And, Francia, you were actually in the third installment.
Yes, I was.
You're reprising your role as Alex Delgado, a figure skater whose career came to an abrupt standstill. Can you give us a little detail about your character and what she's transitioning to in this part four?
I'm bringing her back, but she's a little older this time. We left off with her and Zach winning the gold and living happily ever after, and, you know, they continue skating, but Zach gets into an accident, and it pretty much ends his figure skating career, and, you know, he was over it anyway. He didn't want to do it anymore. He was tired, and he just wanted to move on with his life and take on other projects, and Alex wasn't ready to give up skating yet. She still had the fire in her, and she wanted to, you know, possibly take the chance of getting the gold again, but, you know, she didn't have a partner now, and, you know, it created a conflict between their relationship, so they end up breaking up, and they part ways, and she goes on and starts teaching and, you know, just themes for skating again. She watches other figure skaters, other pair skaters, and wishes it was her, but there's no chance for her of getting a partner, and then this Mr. James, I forgot your last name,
McKinsey.
Changes her life a bit.
Yes, and I have to say, Brendan, your character is pretty much described as the bad boy of speed skating, but I've seen the show already, and I have to say, you know, you come off as kind of a jerk in the beginning, so let's see how the lovely Alex changes your character. Tell us about James.
Well, yeah, he's the bad boy of skating. I think that implies that there's probably a little bit of jerkiness to him. T.O., you guys are familiar with him in Buffalo. So he was pretty good for you guys for the one that didn't create too much drama. You know, he obviously starts off as, you know, arrogant, and he's at the top of his game in speed skating, and, you know, he's one of the more, you know, famous athletes in the world. And so, you know, his kind of attitude and brashness gets him into a little bit of trouble. And so he parlays that into into figure skating, and he thinks he's talented enough to win the gold with Miss Delgado. So that's what he proposes to kind of get back in the spotlight.
Right, but initially, isn't it more so he's doing it to be in the spotlight? And there's a couple instances where, without giving too much of it away for everyone, where, you know, he kind of just wants to dump it when he realizes that he can get back into the game.
Right, yeah, it's obviously it starts off as, you know, he's going to do whatever he can to kind of remain in the headlines. You know, and obviously he grows to actually appreciate the sport and what he's got and what he's got with Alex. And so, you know, you can kind of see that change and that arc throughout the story. You know, and he's obviously, you know, there's a pull-push factor between going back to speed skating, you know, where he's the king and all the rest of it, and then kind of sticking this out where, you know, you got to deal with a partner and, you know, communication and compromise and all that stuff, so.
Right. Now, Francia, there's a specific chemistry between the characters where you bring out the best in each other in different ways, and it works very well. Can you give a little explanation on what you think that might be?
I think we're so competitive against each other, and we challenge each other in that way. That's how we bring the best out of each other. I mean, Alex is such a tough girl, and she wants to make it seem like she can do it all, and nothing fazes her. So she, like, you know, pushes herself a little more than she's used to during the training process, which, you know, makes James push himself a little more. And, you know, in that sense, I think they bring the best out of each other. And at the end of the day, you know, they both have their own personal goals. James, you know, trying to get back in the game, and me wanting to win the gold again. And I guess, like, proving something to myself and to my family. And, you know, I think a little to Zach as well, even though he's not in the movie, but I think he's somewhere in there, in her.
Right. Now, I have to mention also to everyone, if you didn't see the first three, the cutting edge out of this series, they are available for purchase on Amazon.com. So I do suggest seeing all three of them. I'm going to see the other three as well, because I really enjoyed what I saw with this one. So, you know, I'm kind of going backwards in a sense. The skating was incredible. Now, how challenging was it for you guys to learn how to skate that way?
Very.
More so, yeah. I mean, it was challenging just, you know, in the, I guess, graceful aspect of it, because Brendan's not a dancer, and I'm a hip-hop dancer, and even though I know ballet, I don't like to be that graceful.
And when she says I'm not a dancer, she means I'm the greatest dancer.
Oh, okay. All right, I could see he does, like, the wash machine, and what's the other one, like the windshield wipers or something? Is that your kind of dancing?
The lawnmower, the sprinklers, I mean, he aces those.
Oh, all right.
Expected. Let me just say this. Only a limited part of the repertoire.
Let me just say this. He's a DDR guy. He's really good at Dance Dance Revolution, and that's not real dancing.
Ah, okay. Very good. Now, what is coming down the pike for you, Francia, as far as The Secret Life of an American Teenager? You're coming up on the season finale on March 22nd.
Adrian, she's going to, during the, in the next episode, she's going to discover something about herself. And in the season finale, basically, like, she realizes that she's suffering the consequences for her actions. And there's going to be a big cliffhanger with her character. I can't really say anything to give too much away, but she's going to pay for what she does.
Okay, and yeah, Brendan, what's going on with you? You have a recurring role, right, on Bones as Jared Booth.
I do.
What's going on with that with you?
I'm not too sure. That's one where they just kind of call me a little time before, and they say they got a storyline that I am needed for, and whether I'm available. So that's kind of something that's out there in the ether that comes along every once in a while. Other than that, I'm just working right now on my golf swing.
Oh, okay. Well, don't you have a movie that you just finished wrapping up, Pattyville?
No, not yet. That's still actually hasn't got off the ground yet. So that one, I don't know what's happening with that one. And then there's another one, Fort McCoy. That's still in post production. So we'll see. We'll see what happens with that.
Well, I enjoyed both of you in this series. And do we have any inclination if there's going to be a part five?
No idea.
Yeah, hasn't been talked of yet.
Well, I think it would be a sin if there isn't, because the two of you have amazing chemistry together. I love the push-pull factor between the two of the characters, and I'd like to see more of that, and I really think the fans would too. They have this The Cutting Edge has somewhat of a little cult following on ABC Family, so I'd like to see that continue with you two as the starring roles. Just saying.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Just saying. So for all you out there, please make sure that you tune in on March 14th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC Family, or check your local listings and for the exact channel to see The Cutting Edge, Fire and Ice, Speed Skating, which collides with figure skating. It's an awesome show, and it's a definitely not miss. And you can definitely purchase the other three of the installments on Amazon.com. I posted links up on the website for everyone to do that. And don't forget to watch the season finale of The Secret Life of an American Teenager, and be on the lookout for Brendan on the golf course and wherever else he's going to pop up.
coming out
that?
Of golf course near you.
Yeah, that's right. Brendan and Francia, I really appreciate you taking some time out this morning to talk to us about this, and I want you guys to have the best of luck in all your future endeavors, and have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. You as well.
Thanks. All right, everyone. We'll talk to you on Friday, the 15th, with Stephen Martinez from The Vampire Diaries. Have a good day, everyone.
Hey, everybody. This is Brandon Barash, and thank you for listening to Stardish Radio.
You know what? I'm going to call you guys back.